Amud Aleph, halfway down the page. Tan Rabbanan. Saw Yerushalmi, Yisrael Amid Boris Shtus. The saw of the that they used in Yerushalayim was a sixth grader than the one they used in the Midbar. Six meaning a sixth millibar, as Ashi points out, which means there was 1/5 of the original amount added on to the original amount, and that ended up being 6/5 of the original amount. So each it's a, you take a fifth of the midboris and you add it on to the midboris, and you get a saw Yerushalmis. Yerushal Tziporis is Yisrael Yerushalmis, just again, it's the same thing. Nimshes of Tziporis, Yisrael Midboris, Shlish. So the Tziporis is a third greater than the midboris. So Morris says, a third of what? Shlish Deman. A third of what? Ilay Meshlish the midboris. A third of the midboris added on to the midboris equals Tziporis. That's not true. Because Michti Shlish the midboris is Kamahavi. So in Bayim, so there's six Bayim in the Lug. There's four lug and a kav, so there's 24 bayim in a kav, and there's six kav in a saw. So 6 times 24 is 144. Divide 144 by 3, you get 48. Habi kamahavi is arba'in v'tamanya. It's 48. But we made the cheshen before that the tziporis was 207, which is 144 plus 63. Velu Aitva Sheetin Ritlas. This is added on to 63, not 48. Rela Shlish to Yerushalmis. Elame means the Shlish of the Yerushalmis. If you add a Shlish of the Yerushalmis onto the Midboris, you get Tziporis. The Morris said that's not true either, because we cheshed that before. That the Midboris, that the Yerushalmis was 173. And again, if you divide 173 by 3, it's 58 minus a third. And this is, again, it's 63, so it's still off. This is 58, this is 63. Elamai, the more says it means a third of a tziporis. If you take a third of a tziporis and you add it onto the midboris, you get a tziporis. The more says that's not true either, because 287 divided by 3 is 69. Valid tziporis, the tziporis, shlishito kamahavi, shivin nechichad, it's 70 minus 1. 210 divided by 3 is 70. So 207, which is three less, would be 69. Bela oitva samakim. Well, this is only a 63 more, not 69. Okay. Tomorrow's going to give an answer. Allah amar bimi hachikamar. Nim say saw shal tziporis. Yisera al midboris. Karev l'shlisha law. The saw of tziporis is greater than the midboris, close to a third, because a third of it is 69, this is 63. It's close to a third greater. And l'shlisha law is karev l'metzah of the midboris. And the third of a tziporis is almost half of a midboris, because midboris is 144, 7, is, number 2 is 72. This is, that's 69. So, Surasko Ravida. Ravida asked on Rabbi Mia's Teretz, meaty Karev, I didn't say Karev, it said it's an exact amount. Alama Ravina, Helikomer. What the Rishon said was the following: Nimse Shlish Shel Tziporis Bivaodia Shel Rebbe. If you add in that which Rebbe said that Beis, that you calculate the saw with a kebeh vaod, so it would be 217. 217 divided by 3 is 72 and a third. As it comes out that Nimsay's Shlish Shal Tzipori V'Ariya Shal Rebbe, a third of the Tzipori, including the Ariya Shal Rebbe, is Yisera Al Mechza Shal Min Boris Shlish Be'ya. So is greater than a half of the Min Boris by a third of an egg. Because that the half of Min Boris is 72, and half of and a third of the Tzipori is with adding in the Ariya Shal Rebbe is 72 and a third. And that was the statement that you said. Sirashi, Shtus Milabar, it's 5 lines on the bottom. You calculate the sixth on the outside, means you. Once it's added, it'll be a sixth. Shal Tzipores Yisrael Yishami Shtus, Yishami's Shtus Milabar. You take the Yishami's, you add a Shtus Milabar, you get a Tzipores. Tilsa, the Kufam Dalet, Havi Memches, a third of 144 is 48. But a tziporis is greater than midboris. 63. To us, so the tziporis is reish zayin can run in liel. We calculated that a so tziporis is 207. Midboris is kufam dal, and midboris is 144. Elements of shish yushalmis kamer means a third of the yushalmis. Well, it's also not true. Nishish does kamer habi nun ches nechiv tilsa. So I saw Yerushalmi, it's Kufa and Gimel. Kedamin of Liel. So if you divide 173 by 3, so if you divide it by 174 divided by 3 is 48, it is 58. And but it's one less than that, so it's the Chit Hilsa. It's 57 and 2/3. So Rirmi says curve the Shlishti Da. The Shlishti Da is Sabbath test. The 69. Over here, it's 63 greater than the Samid Boris. She said that who Samach Tes Karv who the Mechza the Boris who Ayin Beis, and the third of the Tiparis is very close to a half of the Mid Boris. So Boris is Boadi Sharevi. The Chimisharatla, if you calculate it, Boadi is. Including the Oidoi, Beva Oidois, with the Oidois also, the Ashach Bar Rebbe, the Shir Bar Moser, the Rashiv, the Rebbe said it was 217. Avishlish Tiduhu, Ayan Beis, or Shlish, so it comes out to the third of that is 172. And the third, we say Al Metzit to Mibaris, Shlish Beyo, and the Metzit to Mibaris is Ayan Beis. So that's a third greater. So we said before, Nim says that it was a third grader. What it meant is that a third of the Tziporis was a third of a Beya, more than a half of a Midboris. Okay. Tad Rabbanan. Reishis Arisa Sechem. Pasuk says you take off Chala of from the Reishis of the beginning, the Chala of your Arisosechem, of your dough, of your, what does it mean, of your dough? Kinei Asisosechem, according to the calculation of the type of dough that you had now in the Midbar. Kamei Isosechem, how much is your Iso? The dough they had in the Midbar. Kinei Isosechem, Midbar. Tamisa Zamid, but a series of Eifuahu. Every day the dough fell and they got an Omer's worth. An Omer's is 1/3 of an Eifu. Okay? An Eifu is 3 saw. So if we said a saw is 144 bayim, so an eifa is going to be three times that. 144 times three is 432. So omer is a tenth of that. So it's 432 divided by 10 is 43 bayim, and 2/10, so one fifth of a bayim. So it's 43 1/5.
That's per person.
That's what each person got, and they ate. They had two meals a day. 21.6 bayim for breakfast, and 21.6 bayim for dinner.
It's like a lot. It seems like a lot.
Yeah, we were calculating less than that. We were three or four bayim, or 6 or 8 bayim with two meals.
Food.
It was a lot of food. 144 times an eifa is three saws. Saws 144 bayim, so three saws, three times 144 is 432. Okay. So now, so 43 bayim and a fifth is how much in the using the lugin. So right, so there's 6 bayim in a lug. So if you divide 43.2 by 6, so that goes in 7 times is 42. And you have a beya and a chemish beya left over. Zion revoyim kemach v'oid chayevus b'chala. So if the shir chala is based on the Isis Midbar, which is 43.2 bayim, and that's 7, so another name for a lug is there's 4 lug in the kav. So a lug is a quarter of a kav, so it's called a reva. So 7 revoyim, 7 lugin of kemach v'oid, and a little more because that's an egg, and it's actually an egg and a chaimish of an egg. Right, 1.2 eggs is 1/5 of a lug, because there's 6 bayim in a lug. You divide 6 by 5, you get 1.2. So it's a 7 lug plus a fifth of a lug. So that's a shir chala. Now, when the Yerushalmi was a larger measure, it was a shus from the bar, which means it was a chaimish greater. So if you take 7, seven lug and a fifth of a lug, 7.2 lug of the midboris, you calculate in Yerushalmis, it would be 6 Yerushalmis. Shehein hates Shaltipuri. And 6 Yerushalmis, if you calculate that into the Tipuris, would be 5. So the shear which we use for Beis and Tzipuris, you say five lug of the Tzipuris, which is a kav and a quarter, is chayiv and chalav. Mikan omer ha'oichel k'midazu reza bori. Person needs that amount, is considered healthy. He's eating his full amount that he needs, umavarach, but he's not overeating. Yes, okay, and Ravson, he's more than that. He's a greedy person. So interesting, in this halacha, if a person eats a sheer suda of pasul b'kistin, he's high up the bench. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says sheer suda is 21.6 bayim. We talk about 3 bayim or 4 bayim, which is that's the two shitas, right? Which we talked about, basically we had before. We calculated shir sudas 3 or 4 bayims. So if a person eats 3 or 4 bayim of pasul b'kistin, that's your b'chiv to bench. That's the Morgan of Rome says.
Would you not,
depending how you calculate, whether you pass like 3 or 4. That's where the number 3. We talk about 4 bayim for shir sudas. That's where it comes from.
That's not for us, then, right? I mean, we should eat that much.
where they were in the desert, they were doing exerting themselves, I guess. I don't know. I mean, that's a lot of them wanted.
This is the Shulchan Aruch. Rav says the Shir Surah is 21.6 bayim.
Or 40 a day. 40 a day.
43.2 a day.
That much for a day.
I should, but it's not that Shir Surah.
Small person, big person, doesn't matter.
No. They didn't differentiate. It's the average size person. Okay. The Rashi, can he ask Iso Sechem?
I mean, but it does seem, at least, like, sorry, it seems like it's, there is a very regimented amount that you should be eating. It seems like you're sort of incorrect by if you eat too much or too little.
Right.
So it seems as though halachically, not necessarily brought down a halacha, but it seems like we should be
it was encouraged.
More careful about
this amount. I mean, the truth is, I don't know whether we don't eat close to this daily. They ate, all they ate was mon. That was their food. I mean, if you take all the food together that you eat between your bread and between the other items, and you add up that amount, I'm not sure you're so far away from that amount.
Yeah.
Especially, I don't know, well, you know, if people are impoverished, but in America nowadays, the way people eat. Especially if people who graze the whole day, they add it all up. Ki iser sechem shatem loshim b'midbar, that which you make your dough. Armin lego garlus and armin lego garlus. Now Ephes gimel soyin, Ephes 3 saw. The menoch jelov v'perik ha'toyda. Merlins it out. How do we know that Ephes 3 saw? The Siv. He says va'efa v'habas. So the pasuk says, "Vayter, see Masar Abbas." What's the pasuk? Minakar, Aseres Habatim. So the Abbas, so Eif and Abbas are the same thing. And a bas is a tenth of a kor. And a kor is shloshim saw, and that we know is from 30 saw. So that was a given. The kor is 30 saw. So my says they can mahavi gimel saw. So a tenth of that is 3 saw. But armor a series shall gimel saw. An armor is a third of 3 saw. Shein Yudches Kabins, according, we can work it out that way. So there's 6 kav and a saw, and there's 3 saw, so it's 18 kav is a eifa, and Omer is a series of eifa, so it's 1/3 of 18. Shein I 18 kavin. Shein Ayin Beis Lugin. Now 18 kav. There's 4 lug in the kav, so 4 times 18 is 72 lugin. So a series, the iron lugin, a tenth of 72 lugin, so a tenth of iron lugin is Zion lugin, a tenth of 70 is 7. And a tenth of 2 is 0.2. Shabbos lugan is karmish shalug. It's a fifth of a lug. A fifth of a lug is there's 6 beya in a lug. So a fifth of a lug is an egg and a fifth. Ubeya b'chumashim. I had to cover a zayin revoyim kept revoyim. 7 revoyim and plus more. A revoyim is revoya kav. A reva means a fourth of a kav. And a lug is a fourth of a kav. So that calculation ends up being 6 Yerushalmis. So how do you do that? Shein vav Yerushalmius. Harei vav min borius nasu hei Yerushalmius. We said the Yerushalmius is a chormish greater. So if you take six min borius, it would be translated into five Yerushalmius. So you had seven. Lugan Midborius, so six of them will give you five Yerushalmius. Now you have a Lug and a fifth left over. This little Lug Midbori Bechomsha, Lug Midbori and a fifth. The Bay of Bechomsha, Havi Chomsha Lug. Because an egg, 1.2 eggs, is one fifth of six eggs. Bay of Chemish, what's the place? Nichol long lug midbori Chemish, the Bay of Chemish, Havi Chemish Alug, Bay of Chemish, the Chemish Bay. If you take six eggs and divide them into five, so the five eggs gives you one fifth of that is one. And then you have one egg left, you divide into five parts, the Chemish Beya, who to seven is the Beya, Hashish is that's the fifth for the sixth egg. Okay, so one point two Beyim is one fifth of six Beyim, which is one fifth of a Lug. So an egg and a fifth is so one lug plus 1.2 bayim is the same thing as saying a lug and a fifth. A lug and a fifth of the midboris becomes one lug of the Yerushalmis. As we said before, you add a fifth milagav, which is a shtus milabar. Sharei Zayin Chumshin Elu Nasehei. So the six Chumshin become a total of the five of the. So a Lug Yerushalmi is. So we had six. We had seven lug and a fifth of a lug of midboris ends up being six Yerushalmis, and then the six Yerushalmis ends up being five tziporis. There is a bori person. He's a shoychol kol tzarchi. He's eating enough. Mavarach shen oichol yosim yidayu ksiv ubetim reshoyim mechaser. Person who overeats ends up losing. Okay, let's touch the Mishnah.
Take a dry ingredient, you add a wet ingredient to it. And they took all that into account, the fact that they're mixing it.
Right. Okay. Okay. So you had a situation where you have, there was a chotzer, and there was a merpeset, which means there was like a raised what's the word I'm looking for? A raised portico, or it was a raised porch, which you access by going up a ladder, and there was houses, rooms, there's houses which opened up into this merpeset. And then the people from that would go out into the Merpeset, and then they would go from the Merpeset, they would go take the ladder down into the Chatzar, and then walk out through the opening of the Chatzar. So really, they were living really as their own separate unit, the three or four houses up
second
there.
Floor.
The second floor. So Anche Chatzar, Anche Merpeset, Sheshachu, Bolo Ervu. So they had not been Ma'arav together. They had been Ma'arav amongst each other, all the Anshei Chotzer were Ma'arav, all the Anshei Merpesa were Ma'arav, but the Anshei, they weren't Ma'arav together. So when it comes to using the items in the Chotzer, so how do you divide that up? Anything which is 10 tefachim high, we, and it's within a certain distance near the merpeset, the Mishnah is going to say. So the height says that the reaching down and putting something on top of it belongs to the Anshei Merpeset. If it's less than 10 tefachim high, it's used by the Chotzer. Klius Habor. So you have a pit, a cistern. Right now, the word is has water. The word is going to actually change it eventually. So you build it by digging out the pit, and you put the water around the rim. So it raises the height of the bore. And the more you dig down, the more you raise the height of the bore. So that's called so that the rim, the perimeter around the bore is called Klius Habor. Or a basella, or if there's a large stone there. Gavoyim asar tefachim, if there's a 10 tefachim high, the merpeset, that's used by the merpeset. Tefachim mikan l'chotzer. Gavetam amur besmucha. It's all talking about that this item is near the merpeset. So it's not too far away from the merpeset, and it's high enough, so the people of the merpeset will reach down and put it on top of it, as opposed to the people of chotzer putting on top of it from where they are. If it's further away from the merpeset, so the house, you know, set tefachim high, they don't really have access to it without going down and putting a top, which that they can't do. So they can't. It doesn't belong to them. And the distance is 4 tefachim away from the merpeset. Okay, let's hold it here.